went to Lawrence this weekend, and when I got there, I was hanging out with my friend Andrew, and he said, well, me and my girlfriend wanted to go get some El Mezcal. What do you think about that? And I said, all right. I already ate, but I can always be down for a margarita. Yes, I can. El Mezcal is great. It's like El Cazador, if you're familiar with El Cazador in Manhattan, Junction City. It's more like El Tapatio. Mm-hmm. Between all of them. El Tapatio in Junction City is actually its sister restaurant. And sometimes you see, like Gabriel works there. I remembered him from El Mezcal, from when I worked in Lawrence. And he even has a shirt that still says El Mezcal on it, and it has his name printed on there. Most of the guys at El Tapatio don't have their name printed on their shirt, which would be a nice deal because it's fun to, you know, talk about them by name, like Gabriel, you know? And so I'd seen Gabriel in Lawrence before, so I wouldn't have been that shocked to see him working at that one. But I saw this other guy that I recognized from El Tapatio. When we were leaving to go pay, I go up there and he goes, you work in Junction City? And I said, yes. He goes, well, are you a student? And I go, no, I work on the radio station, 97.5. I do the morning show. He was completely lost. He had no idea what the hell was going on. I don't know, you ever feel the need when you're talking to someone, like he's a native, and most of the guys at those restaurants are.
Yeah.
Some speak a lot less English than others. But either way, you know it's going to be hard to have an in-depth conversation with them. So I'm trying to explain to this guy, no, I'm not a student there. Actually, I work there, and I used to work here. And, I haven't been in El Tapatio in a while, if you haven't noticed, because we went there when my co-host left the show, and somebody put the birthday sombrero on my engineer's hat and on my engineer's head, and it wasn't his birthday, and he got upset, and so we haven't been back since. Meanwhile, my friends are just laughing at me for trying to explain this to the dude, and he's just staring at me like, why the hell are you trying to have a conversation with me? Don't you see that I speak very, very little English? Aren't you aware of this? I didn't care. I wanted to be able to tell those guys the story anyway, so I was like, I'll just tell it loud, and if he gets it, he gets it. If he doesn't get it, he doesn't get it. And he didn't get it. But we did share a healthy, awkward stare after it all.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was very nice. Yeah, quite sweet.